question.
Aaron, you mentioned something in China. You said that you guys always talk to travel well, and you're just coming from India. Of course, Pakistan has been traveling for long, but their mindset was up there. They were quite tired. Do you feel that just that optimism, that positivity made a big difference in the way you played your game?
Yeah, potentially. I think that we had a real focus coming here. It was our last hit out before the World Cup, and so we wanted to make sure that we're going into that tournament with a lot of momentum. And I think international cricket's really hard. So if you take it lightly, if you take your foot off the gas at any point against any opposition, you'll get beaten. And we were really conscious not to do that in this series. To give an opposition a chance to sort of get on top of you early in the series. So it was a real focus to start the series well, and it was a big series for a lot of people as well.
At the start of the series, Nicky said that for the Pakistani team, there were obviously 4 places left for the World Cup. Where do you place Australia, especially after the results now? Do you feel that you know you're playing in the winters of the extent
of the World Cup? Not quite. I think that there's going to be some tough conversations had over the next couple of weeks, and there's going to be some really unlucky guys. Everyone who's had an opportunity over the last couple of months has really put their best foot forward and played some great cricket. So there's an idea about the makeup of the 15-man squad, but honestly there's 17, 18, 19 players that we could pick, and the squad wouldn't be weaker with any of them in it. So it's a great position to be in, but it's also going to be a really tough selection.
Blood play remained phenomenal throughout the series. Good performance from Maxwell. Hodja, they played really well today. So after putting in more than 300 runs on the board, were you quite comfortable with that? Did you have any reason?
Oh, anytime you get over 300, you're confident that if you get some early wickets and you bowl well, that you can get the job done. And Harris Sahail played a great innings. That was a really beautiful innings he played. It was a little bit slow at the start, and then it was unbelievable. It was a pleasure to watch, actually. Sometimes you see guys get 100, and it's great to watch, even as an opposition player. So that was certainly one of them today. I think there was some tense times there when Umar and Harris started to get that 100-run partnership, and they started to build some momentum. We knew if we could bowl a couple of tight overs and get the run rate up to 10, 12 and over, that it would still be tough on that wicket. And all you need is to get some new batters in. It's a really hard wicket to start on. We saw in our innings, besides Maxwell, he was the only one who did it, but anyone else who come out, it just doesn't bounce consistent. So you struggle to hit the middle of the bat consistently. So we just knew we needed to get one wicket to break that partnership and get some fresh faces in there.
Rob, you mentioned the sort of tough discussions for selectors. Were you physically part of that selection, final selection meeting, or were you just looking forward to Justin and Craig Mann?
Oh, there'll be a lot of conversation over the next couple of weeks, no doubt. Back and forth, I'm sure, but in terms of the final selection meeting, I can't imagine that I would be in that.
And in terms of who opens up the World Cup, it's coming up 100.
Yeah.
He's in great form. What about that discussion? Like, is that sort of, I don't know, do you play a more active role, or less active role, or sort of part of this sort of?
I think that's going to be down to what's best for the team. What fits best, what looks best on paper to start with, and then you go from there. Again, there'll be a lot of conversations around that, with the players as well, with myself, with JL, about pros and cons for all kind of scenarios. And that doesn't just go for the opening slot. That goes right through for the 18 or 19 players that are in contention. So, could be more. Yeah, it probably is more. It's 20, 21 players. So that's going to be something that will be had about all them spots, and trying to find the right balance for the squad, as opposed to just emotional and on the spot decisions. But at the end of the day, you have to make. There's going to be some tough calls, some really tough calls, and But it's exciting for Australia at the same time, because if you think back 6 months ago, a lot of people were slamming us. A lot of people were writing us off for not just one day cricket, but all forms of cricket. So it's been really a really positive last couple of months, and we've been building and building really nicely. I think the overall consistency of the side has been something that when you're building towards something and you've changed a bit of your strategy and game plan, it can take a little bit of time for that to develop, and I think it did against South Africa, India. It took a bit of time to start for guys maybe to fully buy into it and believe that it was the right way to go about playing one day cricket and the right strategy to go with. So on the back of that, I think once the boys started believing and you have a little bit of success and you see some things going your way, you buy into it a bit more and you believe it a bit more, and until you win a series and then you have that ultimate buy-in and everyone's on the same page. And I think that's the consistency that we've had over the last little while. Even the games that we lost in India, the first couple of games, we still played some really good cricket. We just lost the crunch moments, especially in the second game. But since then, any time that there's been the game's been in the balance, someone's put their hand up and taken that opportunity taken it upon themselves to win the game or win that contest and put us in front. So that's probably been the most pleasing the most pleasing thing. It was right up there from the start. I think the start that he got in Delhi in that last ODI there was unbelievable, and today was the same. He hit everything in the middle, and when he's timing the ball, he hits the ball in the gap a hell of a lot. He doesn't hit the fielder too often, so that was a brilliant innings that he played. I'm not exactly sure 100% what the issue was out there, but yeah, it slowed him down slightly, and it was. I was disappointed that he didn't get 100, because he really did deserve it. The series that he's had, the way that he's been playing, it everything pointed towards 100 today, and to get out just short was disappointing. Yeah, it was probably my most consistent as a player, or as a batter. I think if you look back through my career, there's been times when I've got a couple of hundreds and there'll be some really low scores in there as well, so it was nice to get a good start each game and still kicking myself at a couple of chances, a couple of 40 and 50 that could have gone on and got some really big match winning scores, but I think it was nice to start the series really well and set the tone early, but a couple of really good chases as well, which is something that has been really pleasing recently, that we've been able to chase 360 in Mahali, then 280 plus twice in Sharjah on wearing wickets was a real positive both times. Yeah, I thought he was brilliant at the start. Anytime you put 230 or 330 on the board, they're going to come hard at you. And probably the fact he bowled five in a row up front was a bit of my fault, that I didn't give him a chop out just for one over here and there, especially because Harris faced a lot of balls from him in a row for a couple of overs. So I think that I could have given him a bit of a chop out and switched him ends or something like that. But the way that he fought back at the end and come back in a spot where he's not traditionally bowled a huge amount of overs at the death. So that was really pleasing as well, that he showed a lot of tricks, leg cutters, off cutters. Yorker, unfortunate inside edge that went for four. I thought it was really impressive, especially after the few rough days of illness that he's had. Yeah, he seemed to be. Yeah, there was no issues whatsoever leading into today with him. Right. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.